roll over and jump up.
Yeah. So some things that I actually, some things that I learned during last year and was able to treat myself. And actually, you know, sometimes you have a sweet tooth anyways. So some of the things So some of the things that I really enjoyed and I figured out, I looked at low calories. We're talking about the low calorie stuff, though.
That's one of the things. I see Kevin on here in New York. If you ever go to New York, they have great croissants, which is a huge weakness for me as well.
Oh, my gosh. They have
chocolate
croissants.
But if you ever eat a croissant with some chocolate over that, maybe a little bit of crushed almonds. Oh, Lord help me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that will make you become a breakfast person, I promise you.
Yes, it will.
But along with your coffee, of course.
So if you just have to have that chocolate craving, then what you could do is I found a fudge stick that was 45 calories. So you could get a fudge stick and have that, and it's only 45 calories. It's not like a big piece of chocolate cake worth 300 calories, just a little fudge stick. And also,
yeah, because it takes a long time to work off calories too. I didn't mention but I've been on the treadmill for 30 minutes and thought I maybe worked off a Snickers bar or something and found out I worked off three croutons. I mean, so it's tough. I've had people say, oh, you can work it off. I said, you got to be kidding
me.
You got to control a little bit of what you're putting in. You know,
it's a lot less effort to put it in the mouth than it is to actually burn it.
Absolutely.
So think about that.
Yes.
Another thing that we really found out that we enjoyed is frozen grapes. Grapes are fantastic for snacks. They're good and juicy and bulky. They bring a lot of bulk to the stomach, so it fills the stomach quicker.
Well, then what Karina's talking about is dense foods, and probably Melanie's on here too, and I think this is kind of her philosophy as well. But you basically what you do is you eat food that are not as dense. So in other words, the denser, is that, can you say that? The more dense a food is, usually it's not going to fill you up as well. And it usually contains, in most cases, more calories. That's not in every case, but I mean, you know, in generally speaking. So if I eat an apple, a banana, if I eat grapes, if I eat something of that nature, then of course it's going to fill me up with less calories and oftentimes takes more calories to burn. Like one of my treats I like is if I eat a sandwich or a salad or something, I like pickles. Don't eat a lot of them because they're real high in sodium, but a pickle takes more calories to burn than what it actually contains. So it's a nice treat and it's pretty filling, but it really doesn't contain any calories to speak of. And that's the kind of foods we're talking about eating.
Yes.
So you can eat all of those type foods that you like. I'd probably not be so much on the pickles with the sodium, but you know, with raw fruits, vegetables and stuff. So yeah, you can do that. And that's what Karina is talking about. Like we freeze the grapes, which makes them taste sweeter. Mm-hmm. And then you have a nice treat if you have a sweet tooth. And that's kind of really cool as well. I'm scooting away from
you. I think you are too. Okay, get over here. I'm going to get on to him here. Okay. And another thing I did is I dipped the frozen grapes into just a little bit, a lot, light and fit yogurt.
Or that maybe a whole lot. No, a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just give it, not coat the whole grape, just a little bit of it and freeze those. And it tastes like a frozen yogurt.
We need to give them ideas
really
like that on Tuesday night call. Maybe we do a health tip on the side on Tuesday
so
night.
So those are neat little things that we adjusted. And when we had that sweet tooth, that those were our go-to items. We always kept
And I'm the grapes. Deal. I'm the kind of guy that I want to enjoy life. And so, to be grumpy and a grouch and to, you know, say, well, you know, I eat 600 calories a day and I'm losing weight. It does not appeal to me at all, or to not be able to eat some of the things that I enjoy eating. I think most people fall into the category with me is they just, you know, I don't want to be, you know, well, you know, he died, but he was skinny. You know, I don't really know. I want to enjoy life and I want to enjoy the people around me and all of those things. And so when I go out to eat, I don't want to be the guy in the corner eating a carrot and, you know, drinking water while everybody's enjoying. So I think when you kind of learn to structure those things, you can still enjoy yourself,
yes,
but it's
absolutely
more of a structured environment, which I need structure when it comes to food or else there's going to be problems.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what we do. Like, you know, if we go somewhere even now and we do something like, we were somewhere the other day and they had these crazy shakes where they had like a half of a piece of cake.
Oh my gosh.
On top of the shake. And it was, that's what they were known for. So we ordered like two or three of them. There was a lot of us there. And then this was before COVID. And so we shared those.
Yeah. Just the other day before COVID.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Well, in the South, everything's just the other day.
I think it was a year ago.
Yeah. But we all shared. And so we didn't really consume a lot of calories. It was just fun. You know, we all had fun. We wanted to all try these different things. I don't know that no one ate all of them. They all, no. You know, but it was just something we wanted to do. We had a good time and we left it there. And so that's what I'm saying. So I think that's what you do. It's when you go home and then after that, eat something else. And then after that, do something else. And that's what I'm saying. Those are where you run into a lot of issues. Yeah, I know because I've been there a lot.
Very, very true.
Something goes wrong. So you go to food to eat it. So I think we've covered enough of that. Yep. All right, so we need to do some.
Don't forget your special is by Any Purple Tiger line and you get a thyroid for $9.95. Okay.
So we're going to do another giveaway.
Yep. Let's do another giveaway. And I have been diligently adding these names in here.
So do I turn my head, my head off camera?
Dig deep because I'm going to have to get another case because this is just too much.
We're like the Bible. Our cup is overflowing.
It certainly is. Okay. This is a phone number. Okay.
So do we unmute this phone number and see who they are? This is 574-342-0475. We just gave out your phone number.
0475. Here it is. I will unmute you. And if you can unmute on your line, you could tell us who you are. Or else you could just call in on Monday and tell us who you are. Okay.
574-342-0475.
Yeah, they're unmuted.
Okay.
Okay, who are you?
My name is Irvin Hosteller.
All right.
Very good.
So I got to pick what you, we went backwards this time. So hold on just a minute and I'll tell you what you won.
Okay.
Because I have no idea. We're fixing to pick it.
Okay.
Because he's on a call.
Yes, he is. Oh, goodness. Okay, what do you got?
Purple tiger bag.
A purple tiger bag. Okay, so that is this nice purple tiger bag here, which I absolutely love. Let me scoot back a little bit.
All right, there you go.
Okay, this is very pretty. Very, very nice.
So you call in Monday. They will ship that to whatever address that you need us to.
Absolutely.
We'll be happy to do that.
We have that right here for you.
Absolutely. So thank you very much. You got your name on
it. Thank
you. And we'll get it right out to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being on.
Okay. Do we want to do another one? Let's do another one.
Let's do
another why? Because we can. Give me the box there.
I know. I need assistance.
I don't know why I'm turning my head because a lot of these ain't even got names. So I know no clue who they are anyway. Okay. 228-627-7960. So let's see. This is
228-6960.
228, where are you at? This is kind of cool. It's like a treasure.
7960, right here. I'm going to unmute you.
We're going to unmute you and then tell you what you won.
You can tell us who you are if you have the capability to unmute.
228-627-7960.
Okay. We have a lot of people that call in on the phone. That is for sure. Okay. Come on. What do we got? What do we have?
Michael Kors-Purse.
Uh-oh.
You're going to definitely want to unmute your line, whoever you are. And because that's a big deal. I don't know what that thing costs, but if it has Michael Kors in front of it, it's going to cost you some money. I can promise you that because my wife's favorite designer. So it.
All right. So
Michael Kors, I don't know you personally, but you got to be doing well.
I love this purse. Absolutely love it. It's clear and has a nice.
But whoever this caller is, you're getting that purse. All right.
That's right. Hand me that little slip.
All right.
There you go.
So if you're a man and don't carry a purse, then your spouse or significant other or whoever, your mama, somebody's going to be happy regardless of who that person is. So,
all right. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Was that 7960? Okay. I think we got it.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. We still have a Michael Kors purse to go though. So.
Yes. Yeah. We have another Michael Kors purse. We'll give that away at the very end, along with a lot of stuff.
We still have many items here.
Okay. So we got someone that's going to be on the call for us.
Yes. Yes. We have Gail and OA Powers with us today. And they are, of course, familiar Georgians as well. They live in Carrollton, Georgia, and they are regional directors and have done very well with Vista Life. And Gail is going to share with us how Vista Life can change your life and how you can get in the groove a little bit and do just a little bit and help others. And you could see it. Yeah, be very successful.
Absolutely. Okay, guys, can y'all hear me?
We can.
Yes.
Okay. I want to start off just a little bit here. LeBron and Karina had talked about 2020. And I know it's affected us all. And we've all had friends, family members that have had COVID. We've probably had friends or family members that we've lost to COVID. And COVID has affected us here in our area just like it did you. And so early on in March, I called Dr. LeBron and told him, I said, in our area, we can't find masks. And I said, so I'm going to take some time off from Vista Life. And I'm going to sew and make masks. So I took 2 months off and sewed sometimes 10, 12, 14 hours a day, made close to 4,000 masks. Took me 2 months. So I took 2 months off from my Vista Life year. And so my year consisted of 10 months as far as working the business. And I've heard a lot of people over 2020 say, well, we can't get out and we can't do this, we can't do that. But I'm hoping today not to tell you, look at me, look at what I've done, but to inspire you to do things maybe a little bit different. So I had worked business January, February, first part of March. Then in April, and many of you know that I have a back condition as a result of being hit as a pedestrian, and my sacrum rotates out of place. So my chiropractor had retired. My sacrum rotated out of place. I went to 5 different chiropractors. Nobody could get it back in place. Now, while this thing was out of place, I had pinched nerves. I had inflamed muscle tissue. If I couldn't stand for pajamas to touch me, I couldn't stand for a sheet to touch me. It was just like my leg was sunburned and you were scraping it with your fingernails. And it was just, it was bad. I couldn't feel my knee. But there was pain shooting out of my knee. And because I couldn't feel my knee, I couldn't tell when it was locked. Took 4 pretty bad falls. As a result of one of the falls, I tore my retina in my left eye. I had to have emergency surgery. I still have shadows of blood in my eye that have to clear up. And so, you know, I had a lot of things going on. Thyroid issues run in my family. I've had an issue with my thyroid that LeBron and Dr. Karina are helping me with now, and it's coming back. But there were times in 2020 when I would get a shower, I would have to sit down in the chair in the shower to do it. I would have to put on a robe and lay back down before I could dry off and get dressed. So I'm sharing this with you to do this. Guys, we could have all said we can't get out and go. I mean, we having to stay inside. I stayed inside. When I could get up and go, I walked with a walker. It was bad. It was. But I was determined that I was going to win that trip to Las Vegas. Now, I'm not like Dr. Karina. I don't make a list of everything. I'm the fly by the seat of your pants kind of gal. But I was determined I was going to win that trip. I've won. Everyone, I've not missed one since I started working the business. And so when I got to my 120 points, I said, I'm going to win that travel money too. So I could have used COVID as an excuse. I could have used my eye surgery as an excuse. I could have used my back as an excuse. I could have used a lot of things as an excuse, but I chose not to. And I am just a very, very determined person. I have worked the business with adaptogens for 22 years, and I have followed it through different companies to stay with the original formula. And another company is where I met Dr. LeBron and Dr. Karina with, and I will cherish that, you know, being able to meet them because it brought me to where I am today. But guys, don't let COVID or anything else hinder you. And y'all have heard me a lot of times, you know, talk about products. And this is something I want y'all to understand. I know we've got a couple hundred products, but you don't have to know all of the products. You can know 5 or 6, 7 products and build a 4-figure-a-month income. And you say, Gail, there's no way. Yes, there is. Because I work my business, or OA and I work this business, basically by talking about Vista Vibe, CBD oil, now Immune 5, Breathe Ease, Brain Elevate, Urinary Maintenance, Colloidal Silver. Now, guys, you don't have to know the ingredients. And, you know, if y'all look at Dr. LeBron, Eruthinus Senecoccus is in Vista Vibe. I have promoted adaptogens for over 22 years, and that is the only ingredient that I know of that is in Vista Vibe as far as adaptogens. I can tell you chlorella balances your pH. Your body's like a swimming pool. pH gets off in it, algae's going to grow. Our pH gets off, crud's going to grow in us. I can tell you, you know, it helps with sunburns, cooking burns. So I know a few things very well about a few products that has built me a tremendous 4-figure income. But I will also stand and tell you that I do not work this business for the money. I work it for the results that I get in people. That's my passion. That's my passion. It makes my heart bubble when somebody says, Gail, I'm not in kidney failure anymore because you told me to take this Vistavibe and urinary maintenance. Gail, I can remember my own phone number now because you told me to take Brain Elevate. And guys, I'm going to tell you, over the last several weeks, I cannot tell you how many front porches that OA and I, or Melanie and Steve, have dropped product off to people that had COVID. To my knowledge, none of these people that have taken the Vistavibe, the Immune 5, Breathe Ease, Colloidal Silver, have had to be hospitalized. None of them. So you can't tell me that it doesn't help. And if you'll work this business with a little bit of passion and compassion, the way that OA and I do, the way that Melanie and Steve does, it will change your life. And so we have worked this business. Now, OA and I have done something to some might seem crazy, but, and it's a little bit crazy to us. Our commission check, occasionally we put in the bank, but occasionally we just cash it. So we've kept putting it back, kept putting it back. So every show that we had, Melanie books our shows for us, and every show that we had booked last year, from Pinners to pet shows, you name it, I don't even know how many we had booked, but every one of them got canceled. And that was a little bit frustrating to Melanie and I. And she kept looking, and she found 2 little bitty shows in her hometown that her and her daddy went and did, because this is when I was down and couldn't go. And she signed up a couple from that. So we have continued to look forward, stay focused. But OA and I kept just putting the money back. We don't really use it. And so I'm thinking, okay, how can we get out here? Because we, you know, a lot of the restaurants are closed. Can't really talk to anybody going through a drive-in window. Just can't do it. So I came up with this idea, and I told OA, I said, I want us to do something. And he said, what? And I said, I want us to go get a travel trailer. Because if we go to campgrounds, we're going to meet people that we would never be able to meet if we weren't there. Every campground is going to be different people around us. And I've had a lot of people tell me, Gail, I'm not like you. I can't just walk up to somebody and talk to them. Guys, if it's you in pain or you with a health issue and the person standing next to you knew about these products and didn't tell you, how would you feel? Do you not want somebody to share the solution to your problem with you? Sure. That's what I do. I've got the answer to somebody's health issue, somebody's pain, whatever. And if I don't share it, I'm doing an injustice. And those of you that were with us in the mountains last year or a year ago now in November, I can't remember if we were at Dollywood or where we were, the Dixie Stampede. But there was a couple standing there and we were cutting up and laughing. And he told his wife, said, I could stand here and talk to this lady all day long. Now, he's about 5'2", and I just reached up and put my arm around Rick. And I said, well, let's just start a conversation right here. And we laughed and cut up, and he asked us what we were doing there. And I told him the next day he called me. Now, we were in Pigeon Forge, mind you. He called me and said, do you by any chance have any of this product with you? And I'm like, absolutely. Guys, I don't leave home without it. I keep bottles of CBD oil in my purse. I mean, I have been in Walmart and somebody say, you look great. You look like you feel good. I do. You got so much energy. And I reach down in my backpack and pull my little energy spray out. And I say, yeah, open your mouth and I'll help you. You know, I've never had nobody tell me no or ask me what's in it. They just open their mouth. I put a couple of squirts in there. So, you know, I've just tried to be a product of the product and tell people about it. But we started looking for travel trailers. And we looked at several, and I just kept praying, God, show me the one that you want us to have. So when we found the one that we truly felt like God wanted us to have, we bought it. We paid cash for it with Vista Life commission money. And now, if I can get this thing turned around, this is the fireplace and the television, the sofa, the island, the kitchen, all of our products over there, our Vista Vibe, our CBD oil, our Brain Elevate, our urinary maintenance. I've got my Vista Life blanket on my recliner. Away is sitting in his. That's our satellite dish on the table. This is our bedroom with our brand new queen size memory foam mattress on it. This is our bathroom with double sinks, shower, our big closet. And you can see we got cabinets everywhere. So guys, it might not be something you want. You might not want a travel trailer. But would you like to have a new car? Would you like to build onto your house? Would you like to have a new house? I'm telling from experience. If you would just get passionate about a few products and share those. I've signed up people in Walmart. I've signed up people in Outback. I've signed up people from Facebook. And I will tell you this, the truck that we owned would not pull this trailer. So we went to the Chevrolet dealership and OA got a 2021 High Country Chevrolet pickup truck that he had to build me a step stool to step on, to step up to the step tread to get in the truck. And I'm not bragging, but his truck was $78,000. Now we didn't pay it all off. But the little bit we didn't pay off, we've run through the credit union and our commission check is deposited into that credit union. We will finish paying for that $78,000 truck with Vista Life commissions. But see, it's up to you. You can sit there and hand me all of the excuses in the world. And if you had more excuses than I did to not do the business in 2020, I pray for you. And I would go outside and show y'all that truck, but it's 34 degrees and the wind's blowing about 35 miles an hour here.
Oh. Yeah, it is cold. God,
yeah. I pray that y'all will just get the passion. Just get the passion. That right there. Those few products. Earns us a good four-figure a month commission check. Now, my daughter Melanie works for doctors that tests for COVID every day. She has a lot of reason to be depressed. She tests people all day long for COVID, for flus, for strep, whatever. But guys, say she didn't let it hinder her either. She also won that trip. She also won that travel money. See, I could sit here and tell you about a lot of people. Bill and Betty Weidman that are part of our downline live in New York part of the year, and they live in Florida part of the year. And when they came home to Florida this year, their fifth wheel that they keep at the park down there had leaked, and it had mold all in it. But because of their Vista Life income, they went and got them a new fifth wheel. So I said, guys, it isn't just me in a way. I mean, if you tell me, Gail, I cannot afford the products that I need to be taking, I will tell you with all honesty and truth, get compassion to help others and get passionate about the products. It'll pay for it. It'll do it. But if you sit there and say, I can't, it's not going to happen for you. So guys, my prayer is that I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm just trying to inspire. It would nothing thrill me more than to see 20 or 30 of y'all win the trip next year. When we went and they was, oh Lord, I guess 8 or 10 couples of us, or maybe more, in the mountains last year. We had a ball. That's what I want to see. I want to see y'all at the